From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
In, ladies and gentlemen, what I want to hear is a rebel yell worldwide against tyranny, against control freaks, against attempted oppressors. Welcome to this live worldwide transmission, May 3rd, 2015. I am your host, Alex Jones. We'll be here, Lord willing, for the next 2 hours. I say this pretty much every show now at the beginning because all I do is just go with the truth and what I'm thinking. Every show, by the time we have a new broadcast, the news is just heavier, more hardcore, more over the top, more serious, more legendary, more epic than I even feel worthy to be here covering. I just have brainstorm after brainstorm with all the different angles and all the things that I'm experiencing tracking the news, but also personally witnessing out in the public. I was downtown visiting a friend, having dinner in their high-rise, and I heard chanting out in the street, and there was probably 150 mainly communists with red flags and hammers and sickles marching. I went down and got some video of it, and that video is up on Infowars.com. And that caused an explosion of thoughts and connections. And then I went with some friends to Barton Springs last night at about 7:30, 8 o'clock at night to swim. And not once, but twice, had black people come up to me and threaten me. Just for no reason. I'm just sitting there on the grass, not even talking, with the basically full moon out, watching bats fly around and drink water. They fly over and take a scoop. And the first time it happened, I said, that's unbelievable. It shows the manipulation, the racial division of what the Democratic Party has done and engineered. And then we were leaving, and I said, watch, I think it's going to happen again. And sure enough, the racial comments were made, and the teeth were bared, and I wasn't afraid. I was just like, man, am I going to have to beat up some 20-something-year-olds? I sure hope I still got what it takes. But I didn't even hate them. It was just so screwed up. This country is so screwed up. There's communist parades, and I can't go to Barton Springs in America. It's unbelievable. There's a mainstream news article admitting that George Soros is pushing to raise middle-class taxes, but he himself is exempt and got Bush to sign legislation to do it. That's in the street. I got a New York Times article where rules change on IRS seizures too late for some, where they just take innocent people's bank accounts, no judge, no jury. They're not changing the rules. They're just saying that. It's still up to their interpretation. We got some good news. This is why I say it's over the top today. Sometimes I'm so close to a problem that I don't realize when we're having a massive effect. There's another huge sign of major political fundamental realignment that's happened. That's Ted Cruz, that's Governor Abbott, and others coming out and saying they're concerned about Jade Helm. And saying it's because we can't trust the federal government. Which is true. Federal government's not even there. It's been seized. I had not one but two people come up to me yesterday, one at Chewy's Mexican food restaurant after Barton Springs, and another on the street who don't even really listen routinely, asking me if I heard about Jade Helm and the planned invasion takeover, and I had to correct them that it's not a takeover.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
We're here broadcasting worldwide, 6 days a week. Weekdays, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. Back Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m. live. Thank you for joining us today on over 100 affiliates to pick up the Sunday show. And, of course, everyone watching at Infowars.com on the video streams and on the free podcast and audio streams as well. Please never forget, the system is trying to restrict us, censor us, shut us up on every front. And that's because we're having an effect. We're growing very fast. We're at the very tip of the spear. And before I get to any of the epic news we're going to be breaking down today, Alexa.com, an Amazon.com company, until about 6 months ago, and WorldNet Daily wrote about this a few months ago, was extremely accurate because we have Google Analytics, we have our internal server logs, and we found that Alexa was right online with true traffic to our websites. They delisted libertarian and conservative sites artificially 6 months ago. And if you go to Alexa.com and type in Infowars.com, you see our traffic plunge by 60% 6 months ago. You enter DrudgeReport.com, you see it plunge by 60% or more, 80%. You type in WorldNet Daily, same deal, Daily Caller. You type in MSNBC, CNN, it's the opposite. And here's the difference. We subscribe to the full Google panel, and we're able to look at the basic analytics of CNN, of MSNBC. It's an inverse. They're plunging, we're exploding, but the ratings have been inverted. So I'm gonna call Watson tonight, and I want to go back to the WorldNet Daily article that wrote about this a few months ago. We had some of the reporters on about it. They noticed it. But here's the good news. Our sponsors, this is meant to hurt our sponsors. This is the ratings. It's like gaming Arbitron or Nielsen, something that have both been caught for establishment shows. For MSNBC, CNN, they've been caught over and over again with fake ratings. They pay for them. We don't have big corporate sponsors. We have medium-sized American companies, Patriot companies, folks like that, construction companies, mining companies, independent, you know, water filter companies. They don't go off Alexa ratings. They go off results. So as your revenue implodes, as the mainstream media dies, and as you desperately try to game the ratings, and it's not just with Alexa. It's across the board. The dirty tricks are exponentially going off the chart right now. I mean, they're coming after us, and it's not working. If you're a TV viewer watching the streams at Infowars.com or on some TV and cable systems around the country that carry it, you could just see those graphs. The guys just lifetime went there. 6 months ago, in one day, all of our ratings plunged 60 to 80%. Total fraud. It is fraud. And it doesn't hurt us. That's why you're discredited, because you game everything. Look at that. You go back to October of last year, so 6 to 7 months ago, and on the same day, Drudge, Infowars, WorldNet Daily, every libertarian viral site. But here's what's crazy. I'm going to give Google screenshots and our internal logs tomorrow to Watson so he can show our internal logs where we're exploding. So in reality, we've won the boxing match. In reality, we won the Daytona 500 or 400 or whatever it is. In reality, we're dominating. They're imploding. And they just go cook the books. You have to understand that this is an organized operation. And the good news is it's not working. The bad news is they're going to keep trying. So we need your prayers, we need your support, we need you to not take this broadcast for granted, because they're coming after us. And do you know why they're coming after us? Whether it's drones or the billions of bullets or the emergency FEMA camps or the preparations to attack the Tea Party and veterans or the veterans' secret death list and don't treat list, or the border being wide open and the Border Patrol completing the smuggling process, in their words to us, and then telling us where to go to show where they're ordered to load the illegals on and pay for their vouchers? We're breaking mega massive news every week that becomes national and international top stories. Infowars.com 5 weeks ago broke Jade Helm. Hundreds of articles a day, sometimes over 500. On average, over 200. Every television system, ABC, CBS, NBC, Fox, CNN, all of them last week attacked yours truly by name and lied about me. And said that I said that martial law was coming this summer and that Obama was going to invade Texas with Jade Helm. And they've put the hoax out now, and people are coming up to me on the street saying, is it true martial law is coming? Have you heard about this? They don't even know that we're where the story came from. They're asking me, is it true? And I'm saying, no, it's incremental. They're not going to take over this summer, probably. I mean, you never say it completely, but it's part of acclimating and conditioning. Remember, Joe Biggs walks in and goes, look at this Pentagon document, Jade Helm. We go to army.mil, show folks is on their website. It's just something we cover on the show. Drudge picks it up. It goes viral. They come out and say it's not a real document at first. Then they say, okay, it is real. Then they get caught in all these lies. Now Ted Cruz, Governor Greg Abbott, they're coming out saying the feds have lost the people's trust. We're concerned about this. Then they have all the usual neocons come out, like former Lieutenant Governor, because people woke up to him, David Dewhurst, and go, these people putting this out hate our military and want to blame our troops and say they're criminals. How dare them? I'm going to read the quotes coming up. We never said that. The military's who we get all this from. 90% of the time or more, do you know where I get all this news? Where they're saying the founding fathers wouldn't be welcome in the military and the Tea Party are terrorists and the military's got to fight them and George Washington's bad and Christians are bad. Do you know why we break almost all this news? And the government knows this. The occupational government makes them sick because they're illegitimate criminals. The U.S. Army, number one. Then the Marines. Then the Air Force. Then the Navy. Then the Coast Guard. They can't stand the fact that the military's full of patriots. Why do you think they list them as the number one enemy? Because they know that they're awake. They know about the transformation. They know they're being trained for treasonous operations. And so now they come out in, no exaggeration, 360-plus articles on Thursday, 200-plus on Friday, 100-and-something yesterday, 100-plus today. You can go to Google, type in Alex Jones, Jade Helm, click read all, and it'll show you how many articles that day in the first block, and then the days below it. Thousands of articles a week saying lies about me. They are killing my name right now, but here's the good news for you. It doesn't matter what happens to me. The message will be transmitted because the truth goes out there regardless of what you do to an individual. You understand that? And then it's backfiring because people then come to Infowars.com and they actually hear what I have to say. And by the way, if you go to Alexa to see where they've lowered our ratings by 80%, Drudge's by 60%, you'll notice even though they've lowered it artificially with a new algorithm, we're going up because we're exploding. In the real graphs, it's like this. It's going, you know, up at a 90-degree angle. I mean, just 6 months ago, we were listed like number 300 in the U.S. Now they've got us ranked 1,113. But it's just imaginary. I mean, it's just funny that they do this stuff. It's ridiculous. And it isn't working. You know how many people in the last week started clicking on the free video feed at Infowars.com? In 1 week, I'm going to show this coming up this week. We're going to get all the graphs. Our web streams tripled. Tripled in 1 week. We've got 1 billion views on YouTube. What did Mark Twain say? Rumors of my demise have been greatly exaggerated. We're going to give you the huge news coming up. Why they hate us. waging war.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones. It's the
time. All right, I'm going to get into all the incredibly important news, but Buckley was actually able to run into Google Analytics and just show the ratings just on one of our free video streams on Infowars.com in just the last couple weeks. And you can see a tripling, if they give me a document cam shot, a tripling in those numbers just the last 2 weeks right there from Infowars.com/show. And we're going to make a big deal out of this because if you just search Nielsen caught in fraud for cable news, you'll find them doing it for MSNBC and CNN over and over again over the years. And the same thing with radio ratings. And we saw immediately this start with ad agencies and with Alexa 6 months ago with us. So just so everybody knows, the gun kicks as hard as it shoots. All you guys pulling this, A, it didn't do anything to us except show us that you're dropping the hammer or trying to. And B, it's just going to discredit you because I'm going to ferret in. I'm going to show it all. So you want to be discredited? Alexa, others, we're coming after you. WorldNet Daily already wrote one a few months ago about it, and I'm just too busy to stay focused on it. But, man, it is intensifying. And that's because it scares them that this show has, the Sunday show, a couple million terrestrial listeners, millions on other platforms, YouTube, 600,000 podcasters or more, stuff like that. 100,000 people watching on the streams, hundreds of thousands listening on the audio streams. It freaks them out. 3 million listening conservatively, weekdays. 20 million one way or another every week. So you'll just, kind of like Hitler in the bunker, would fire generals that didn't bring him fake reports that he was winning when the Russians were a mile away from his lair. There it is. MSNBC ratings crater to all-time lows. Fox News tops Q1, CNN up. Yeah, that's Deadline Live. That's new. Click web. Click Nielsen caught in fake ratings. It comes out perennially. Every year, there's an article, and they do it for the, quote, liberal channels, the Jacobin channels. And coming up, I said I'd do this Friday, I didn't. I'm going to document, at the start of the next hour, the history of May Day and the French Revolution and the birth of modern, quote, left-hand path liberalism. And the left-hand path, if you search it in Encyclopedia Britannica, it means Satanism. I'm going to read from Encyclopedia Britannica and from mainline sources. The French Revolution on record was a Luciferian event. And I'm going to read to you from the encyclopedia and from the dictionary where all this stuff comes from. These people are not liberals in the Renaissance sense that started 500 years ago. They were criminals trying to hijack the Renaissance 250 years ago. They tried to hijack our revolution. It didn't work. So there's a battle over these ideas, and our ideas are popular and are transcending in the free market of ideas the fascist left. That's what they are. But they use socialism to control the grassroots, exempt the ultra-rich from taxes, and have a fascist system above it. And the dumbed-down left always goes, socialism and fascism fight with each other. Hitler and the Soviets fought with each other. That's just two different crime syndicates fighting. National socialist is what Nazi comes from. And yes, Hitler was a fascist, a corporatist. But he used socialism to get into power. So we're going to break all of this down today. Now, we have huge news on the situation in Baltimore. 96% in a national poll are bracing for a summer of race riots. That's in the Wall Street Journal. We're going to give you the rest of the story because I'll tell you, the more I call for not rioting with police, the more I call for not killing the police, the more I call for unity, the more the establishment attacks me and the trolls. So we're going to break down the big secret that folks don't want people to know about coming up in the next segment. Guys, will you print me the Washington Times on Soros giving $33 million to get riots going in Ferguson? I want to cover that one exhibit, but it goes beyond that. And then I'll tie it into the same game plan they've been running since the 1770s in Europe. And George Washington wrote letters about this. In fact, print me the George Washington Illuminati letters. Go to Library of Congress. Best way is just type in George Washington, letters on Illuminati, click images, and you can just print them that way. There's scans of his letters saying they're trying to hijack our legitimate enlightened revolution of the Renaissance. They're very dangerous. We need to defeat them. And that's why we were able to stop them. So that's all coming up. I mean, it's the same fight, the same blueprint. We're up against it today. History just repeats itself. We know the plan. We know the enemy. We know their strategy. We know how to beat them. That's why they're coming after us, because we recognize them. We see them. It's the allegory as they live. We got the sunglasses that can see. Now, we've had a moment of the political realignment happening right now that's got the establishment so scared, with Congress with a 7-9% approval rating, depending on which poll, where you have a moment in the Republican Party with the Tea Party taking it over to a great extent that scares the establishment and the John Boehners. And you've got them out saying Jade Helms, no big deal, and the usual suspects like former Lieutenant Governor and CIA operative Dewhurst, you know, saying we hate the troops and all this disinfo, and we say there's going to be martial law. But Dewhurst says it's coming into vogue now to be against the military on the streets like it was in the 60s. See, he's scared. Because what if the Tea Party gets into the Bill of Rights and Constitution? And he's implying we're a bunch of hippies hating the military. No, we're not. We're against the globalists running it, openly training them to take on the Tea Party and gun owners. And what scares them is all over talk radio, people are getting this. And town halls are getting filled up all over Texas and Utah saying no, and they're canceling. In fact, we put me those articles, I forgot. Jade Helm operations all over the U.S. right now. Because people are getting it. And as Ted Cruz said, they don't trust the federal government anymore. And Bloomberg has attacked him. Ted Cruz on Jade Helm. David Weigel did this report for YouTube. It was picked up by Bloomberg. Ted Cruz says he's asked the Pentagon for answers on Jade Helm. We're going to play a clip of this, come back and break it down. And then we're going to get into media disinformation, creating straw men about what we're really saying about Jade Helm. But let's go ahead and play these incisive words, powerful words by Ted Cruz.
Well, I have a great deal of faith and confidence in Governor Abbott. He is a longtime friend and mentor of mine. You know, I understand the concern that's been raised by a lot of citizens about Jade Helm. It's a question I'm getting a lot. Mm-hmm. And I think part of the reason is we have seen for 6 years a federal government disrespecting the liberty of the citizens. And that produces fear when you see a federal government that is attacking our free speech rights or religious liberty rights or Second Amendment rights. That produces distrust as to government. Now, my office, we've reached out to the Pentagon to inquire about this exercise. We're assured that it is a military training exercise. And I have no reason to doubt those assurances, but I understand the reason for concern and uncertainty, because when the federal government has not demonstrated itself to be trustworthy in this administration, the natural consequence is that many of the citizens don't trust what it's saying.
What an admission now. This is so important. This is so powerful. And it's really got the system shook up, because they can't control the narrative anymore. We're going to break down their lies, their fraud, their deception when we come back.
As a community moves towards despotism, respect is restricted to fewer people.
That's veteran Denver police officer Charles Jones IV smashing an unarmed suspect in the face 6 times.
Officers accused of using excessive force on a suspect and then trying to erase the evidence.
I'm observing what they're doing and they're arresting me. I don't understand what's going on.
A community rates low on an information scale when the press, radio, and other channels of communication are controlled by only a few people.
Does it raise ethical questions about the use of government money to produce stories about the government that wind up being aired with no disclosure that they were produced by the government?
How can you ask such a question?
What difference at this point does it make?
When a competent observer looks for signs of despotism in the community, he looks beyond fine words and noble phrases.
There are actions I have the legal authority to take as president that will help make our immigration system more fair and more just. Tonight, I'm announcing those actions.
What I say goes, see? I'm the law around here.
We came, we saw, died.
Yes, in modern warfare, our military leaders are finding that words and ideas are highly effective weapons.
We just have to be repetitive about this. We need to do this every day of the week and just really brainwash people into thinking about guns in a vastly different way.
We are trained to deceive if we have to. You really don't have to trust me. You shouldn't trust me. In fact, by my actually participating in that, I will taint the news.
In communities of this kind, despotism stands a good chance.
The nine most terrifying words in the English language are, I'm from the government and I'm here to help.
How can this youth? Well, we're going to do everything we can to help you.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's the Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
All right, I'm going to slow down as best I can and break this down. I've been on air 20 years. More than 20 years now. We've gone into our 21st year. And I have never been involved in a story that has gone as viral and been sustained like we've seen the last 5 weeks with Jade Helm. The video where we covered it, of the radio show, where we simply showed the document from where it came from, Army.mil, listing Texas and Utah and Southern California as hostile, saying that they would infiltrate and commit suspicious simulated crimes, that they would be out in public. Then we showed all the manuals where they admitted that it was for domestic tea party and for gun confiscation preparation. Then we got footage from drills already starting around the country where they admit it's for the American people and for the tea party, and footage of police saying they're being given MRAPs for the veterans and the tea party and gun owners. Folks are educated. We talk to 20 million people a week, more than half of them in the U.S. And I'm not the only talk show host covering this. There's hundreds of others discussing it. And local talk show hosts with the number one radio show in Austin in the morning, Sergeant Sham, former sergeant in the Austin Police Department, a radio host for 25 years, first part-time, then full-time about 15 years ago, he's been on air saying this is conditioning for martial law and a takeover. And then I tuned into another show. They're saying the same thing. And I guess Alex Jones was right. There's been an awakening. The military's awake. They're the ones feeding us the intel. Where do you think all this comes from? That makes the system so angry. But I got news for the system. You can cook our ratings down. You can demonize me. You can set me up. You can kill me. Whatever. The signal already got sent. Paul Revere already made his ride. And I'm not the only Paul Revere here. I'm one part of a larger unit working together, and that's a good thing. But of all those puzzle pieces that make the modern Paul Revere, I'm one of the biggest, along with Ron Paul. And let me tell you, when you realize you're the second or third largest piece of the puzzle in resistance, it is crushingly humbling. But I want my crew and our audience to realize the incredible success we've had, and to thank God for it. And so many of our atheist and agnostic listeners who are upset about tyranny as well, a lot of them, get so upset when I have an appeal to heaven. Listen, when you're facing down the globalist, and you've been through what I've been through, and I don't talk a lot about it, call it psychological, whatever, but I believe in God. I need God. I couldn't do this without God. I do this because I believe in humanity. I go through the fear, the peer pressure, the demonization, all of it. I mean, have you ever been attacked by 600 newspapers in one day? You ever been attacked by every nightly news channel in the country? You ever been attacked by Nightline? You ever been attacked by HBO? You ever been attacked by the Southern Poverty Law Center? You ever been attacked by the ADL? You ever been physically attacked? You ever had folks call up and tell you what was just going on in your backyard 30 seconds ago and threaten to cut your head off or go after your family? You ever done that? Because until you've walked in my shoes, you don't know. And I'm not here shooting my mouth off. I'm just saying I know how real all this is. And my sincerity and my documentation has reached out to fellow Americans and people planetary-wide. And it's got the system scared. And I want people to understand something. What's happening is huge. It's big. And it really hit me this weekend when And I searched one way and found hundreds of articles. I searched another and found hundreds more that it was worse than I thought. It's like 500 articles a day attacking us. It's hundreds of local TV stations around the country lying about what we have to say and what we have to do. We did a test. Amber Downing of KVUE, that's, what is that, ABC here in Austin. As you could say, it's probably the top news station in Austin, TV. Sent us a questionnaire a few days ago. And I said, David, you can't respond to the hundreds of requests. I said, respond to this one as a test. We're going to do a report on this tomorrow. He sent her detailed answers. And she didn't put any of it in her report. And you read this, what he responded. He basically wrote her an article. Took him hours. With total documentation. Not a word of it's in her article. We have a transcript of the piece. Jade Helm, 15 Exercise, Sparks Fear and Backlash. And it's not one of the worst hit pieces, but it's got the former lieutenant governor saying we hate the military in it. And just classic playbook crap. And listen, you want to be dishonored, go ahead and be part of it. I'm not selling my country out or freedom to foreign corporations that have hijacked the country. I'm just not a Benedict Arnold, and I'm not intimidated by anything you're doing, so just go ahead and make your move. My soul feels so good lined up for justice. And it makes my flesh feel pathetic. The weak parts of me just rile around in fear over all this stuff, but my soul is strong as a North Star. And my soul and my gut is what's in control, not my flesh. And I feel sorry for all you people that are swayed by threats or monetary gain or whatever it is, or so-called status. Status in the kingdom of evil? Who wants that, man? I want to be the opposite of that. Everything that follows the New World Order is dishonor and poverty. It's pathetic. So thank God that I'm not with you. Thank you, Jesus, that I'm not with these people. Thank you for all my sins and all my wickedness. Thank you. It's just amazing to see their lies. In fact, I want to go over this if we have time. He answered every one of her questions with precision, over the whole history of it, and they just, you know. Who wants the truth? Who wants it all given to them? We're going to go to break. I mean, just look at these headlines. There are literally hundreds of these a day. Abbott orders the State Guard to protect Texans from Special Forces troops. San Antonio Express News. He just said, I'm going to monitor it, as any state should do, and make sure civil liberties are followed. They lie about it and claim he thinks an invasion's happening. Jade Helm, 15 Exercise, sparks fear and backlash. Texas governor surrenders to conspiracy nuts. The Daily Beast, that's Newsweek. I mean, this is how they prey on their audience, lying to them. But you know what? Your audience is going to come find out what we really said, and that's why your ratings are plunging and ours are exploding, so you got to cook the books, losers. Beowulf.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
The globalist engineers believe that their fraud, their manipulation, their deception will trump humanity. They believe they've developed a scientific tyranny that's unstoppable. We're going to put that to the test. What we're witnessing is a global corporate government taking over. The TSA on the streets, the NSA spying, the IRS taking people's property without even a judge or jury and no proof. It's all admitted. The IRS persecuting veterans and the Tea Party and gun owner groups. Veterans by the hundreds of thousands. Every few months having their guns taken, no judge, no jury, secret death list, secret no treat list. I mean, it's all over the top. Obamacare, doubling, tripling prices, death panels. And the White House saying, no one wants your guns, no one wants your guns, as they try to ban them. And the White House, outside of law, just shuts down power plants, opens the borders, funds Al-Qaeda, changes its name to ISIS, claims they're fighting them, gives them airlifts of weapons. We're in a tyranny. And there's this modern false instinct to lie down and go along with it and just care about yourself. When everybody does that, there's nobody there to look out for anybody, and the whole society falls. Jade Helm is not martial law coming this summer, the drill going on in now 10 states. It's just further implementation of a slow conversion from a free republic to a tyranny. It's in the Bill of Rights not to have troops on the streets. It's in the Bill of Rights not to have federal police. It's in the Bill of Rights not to be going down the exact road we're on. The road we're on is the one that Nazi Germany, Soviet Russia, North Korea, Caesar-based Roman systems with kings. It's the inverse of Magna Carta, the inverse of the Declaration of Independence, the flip side of freedom, the flip side of due process, the flip side of prosperity, the flip side of Renaissance. It's the ultimate triumph of what was launched in the 1770s in Germany and France, a tyrannical move to hijack a revolutionary movement against corrupt government and corrupt churches, then hijacked by people far worse. And we face a 200-plus year plan to take over the planet that is now building towards fruition. I'll break it down next hour. But if you simply go to Google and type in Jade Helm, you get thousands of articles. You type in, click news, you type in Alex Jones, Jade Helm, you get hundreds a day, every TV station, you name it. How big is that? Why are they attacking? Because they know the citizens in every town where this is happening are saying no. They know the governor came out and said, yeah, this is out of control. We're going to deploy the State Guard to monitor what happens. And they spin it. Oh, you're against the military. Oh, you think a takeover's happening. Obama's already shut down more than 100 power plants in Texas alone in 7 years, almost doubling the average energy price. You notice your energy bill went up? Abbott's suing him, trying to stop that when he was attorney general. Abbott knows they're trying to shut down Texas gun laws outside of law. He knows they've dissolved the border. He knows, and that's what Senator Ted Cruz, a protege of the governor, who I happen to know people that know him well, he's aware of what's going on. I'm going to leave it at that. The Dallas Morning News has written 5 articles that I've seen that were in the front page of their Metro section attacking his connection to me. In simply that the governor put a tweet out and a statement saying we'll monitor it. That's what states do, is monitor the feds, and the feds monitor the states. That's federalism. But they want to misconstrue it that we're saying this is the hammer dropping, so when it doesn't drop, oh, look, we're discredited. This is the fraud they engage in against the people. I mean, look at the San Antonio Express News. Abbott orders the State Guard to protect Texans from special forces troops. That's meant to manipulate the conservative population, veteran population, when this whole thing's targeting veterans. The military's training to take on veterans. Just type in military trains to take on veterans, military trains to take on Tea Party, New York Times, Wall Street Journal, Forbes, I mean, hundreds of articles where they admit it and say it's a good thing. But then when we're fighting against that, they come out and say they hate our military. Let me read you a quote of that. Let me find it. That's out of a local ABC affiliate. We've even got our email to her days before. She goes, I don't want to interview you. I just want you to answer my questions. And she's got questions in here. So you think they're invading, or how are they going to take over? Do we take up arms? We're like, no, we're saying it's an incremental conditioning. It's meant to acclimate the public to accept this. Jade Helm 15 exercise sparks fear and backlash. May 1st, May Day. Former Lieutenant Governor David Dewhurst, who folks woke up to and threw out, wrote an editorial for the Morning News supporting the military saying, oh, he supported the military, see? Oh, we weren't. Unfortunately, some Texans have projected their legitimate concerns about the competence and trustworthiness of President Obama onto these noble warriors. This must stop. As a veteran of the Vietnam era and a CIA operative that was involved with Klaus Barbie in Latin America, I remember too well a climate where troops who had bravely served were met with insults and derision when they came home. Oh, we're spitting on them. No, we're showing you the manuals where the military is trying to take on veterans. That's what Jade Helm targets. And you turn it around and say we're saying it. You sicko. They were being insults and derision when they came home. It's taken our country decades to change that. And a small but vocal, oh, really small, the ones that threw you out of office, of Texans who would call themselves patriotic are on the verge of ushering that mindset back into vogue. I am furious at the thought, and every right-minded Texan should be as well. There you go. And I guess Governor Abbott, he hates the military too, right? See, if you don't accept military on the streets like Katrina taking guns, if you don't say, don't give those orders, Bush, don't give those orders, Obama, you accept what the commander-in-chief does as a citizen, no matter how illegal it is, or you hate the military, even when the training is for the military. Headline, how the Pentagon would crush a Tea Party rebellion. Pentagon sees returning vets as number one terror threat. What a load of bull. Headline, founding fathers not welcome in today's military. You're the traitors. You're the foreign government. You're the occupiers. You're the Vichy French. You're the traitors. We see you. We know you. We understand you. And we're willing to speak out. There's Forbes, how the military would crush a Tea Party rebellion. You can read that also in Time Magazine. The exact same type headlines. Abbott orders the State Guard to protect Texans from special forces. Oh, yes. Oh, look at this. Look at this headline. This is just a smattering. Texas Gov surrenders to conspiracy nuts. And then they don't ever counter anything we actually said because God forbid you actually come and hear what we're saying. They just lie. Alex Jones thinks the military is coming to kill you this summer. So they can all write articles at the end of it in September and go, none of it happened in July or August like Jones said. Never showing what I actually said. This is their deception, their fraud. Now, coming up, I'm going to give you who's behind this, exactly who's running this show, and then I'm going to get into this email from Amber Downing, one of hundreds of TV stations, hundreds, attacking us by name. And then you've got her report. I just read you some of the transcript from. We answer her question, her 8 questions. And then we've got 4 main questions, and we've got her response. Is this something people should be taking action or protecting themselves some, or simply to monitor? This is a very leading question. We never said this is a takeover and people should be violent. We've said it should be monitored and people should be politically aware of what the real purpose is. Does Governor Abbott's promise to have Texas State Guard monitor the training exercise mind you? Why not? The state should always monitor federal activities. That's the federal system. I mean, this is the type of stuff they ask us. And then they never put what we actually say. They just make stuff up because they're a joke. And that's why mainstream media is dying. Now, before we end this segment, we're listener supported, spread the word about the broadcast. The sale ends tonight at midnight on a bunch of the high-quality nutraceuticals, colloidal silver, Supermel Vitality, Oxy Powder to flush your guts out, just incredible revolutionary stuff that supports the broadcast. 50% off, free shipping, free bottles of just amazing chelating detoxers, the Fluoride Shield, InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. But most importantly, your prayers are key. Thank you all for your support. Second hour coming up.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
DNA editing takes a serious step forward. George Soros is tax exempt as he pushes for more taxes on you and your family. That's from the street. U.S. split along racial lines. 96% of Americans are bracing for race riots this summer. Baltimore police mugshots release confuse the heck out of race baiters because half of the 6 are black. We've got some hate crimes against whites going on. I just want to illustrate what's being sold here in the name of multiculturalism. And Paul Watson has an article that's extremely important that we're going to cover. Black crime facts that white liberal media don't dare talk about. That is coming up. And they set up a police officer fund for these people, whether they're guilty or innocent, and that was shut down. So they're not allowed to fundraise for their lawyers. I would support a lawyer for Jeffrey Dahmer, not because I like Jeffrey Dahmer, but because everybody deserves a defense. It's a very dangerous road we're going down here. We're going to break it all down in the next segment. What is behind it all? We're going to segue out of the Jacobins and out of the communist history right into what's happening today. If you want to really understand who communists really are and why some of the richest people in the world fund them. Will somebody go grab me a copy out of the shipping department of Nender Carla Conspiracy? I know it's a big warehouse back there, but there might be one of the book. There might be one on the bookshelf actually in here. I don't want to wait till that 1 minute break. Somebody can come on in here and see if you can find it. You need to understand how the globalist mindset works, or you don't have a hope of ever stopping them. So that's all coming up today. But before I go any further, I just did a 30-second plug earlier. I can't fund the operation and do that with 30-second plugs. We are running specials that are the biggest we've ever had. 20% off. We've only done that one time before on all of our water filtration systems at InfoWarsStore.com. I extended the sale and added that on Friday. It ends tonight at midnight. 20% off the promo code WATER20 on the ProPure G2 systems and other systems. We already have the lowest price on that incredible system. It destroys the competition side by side. All our products in the water section are 20% off. We have two bottles of super high quality colloidal silver. Everybody knows what an antimicrobial that is, surface or internal. Consult your physician before using it. 30 parts per million, highest quality, biggest lab in the country. Half off what the leading competitor sells the very same private labeled system for, and a free bottle of Fluoride Shield and free shipping. You cannot beat that. It ends tonight. It's free shipping, 50% off, and a free bottle when you get two bottles, or it's 50% off, free shipping when you buy one bottle. But two bottles, you get a free bottle of Fluoride Shield. And we're almost sold out of Fluoride Shield, so we have to end the sale in the next, 24 hours. It's programmed in the shopping cart to end tonight at midnight Central Time. And we've got the Alex Challenge Pack, the Oxy Powder, the Super Male Vitality, and the super high-powered Nascent Iodine that's done so much for me. And I'm not saying I'm some beach boy beauty, but, I turned into Jabba the Hutt. My journey back to where I was when I was 22 is about 80% complete. I have lost 60-plus pounds, and this just helped accelerate it. You can see the video, the whole promo, breaking it down at InfoWarsLife.com, or call toll-free. Our great crew can answer all your questions. Take your order, 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. And the system is, again, look at it, coming after us. People say, who would fight the tyrants? Who would have an effect? Who would get something done? We have. That's why we're under attack by the trolls on the bottom, and the globalists and the corporations and the hijacked government, because we bring people hope, we bring people results, we understand the game, we do the hard work, we make the films, we do the news, we do the radio show, we hammer the enemy. We're in the fight. We know that when good men take action, the globalists are in deep crap, and good women as well. Stay with us, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Alex Jones. The revolution against tyranny accelerates.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
My people perish for lack of knowledge. Jesus Christ said that. Knowledge is power. Another biblical quote. Those that don't know history are doomed to repeat it. Power corrupts absolute. Power corrupts absolutely. Both of those, Lord Acton. Well, I know basic history because it's so intriguing, it's so entertaining. When I was a very young person, probably 8 years old, I was a proficient reader. Only thing I was good at in school was reading. And I guess science. Math and writing I hated. And I got addicted to history books, adult history books. By the time I was 14, I was reading PhD theses. And so I knew how the world worked. I thought everybody else knew, but they didn't. And the entire system is about keeping you and I, all of us, from discovering this. I'm going to get into Baltimore. And the national poll, 96% brace for summer of race riots. And I'm going to break down the Hegelian dialectic of problem, reaction, solution. But to understand where we currently are, we need to go to Ingolstadt University in the 1760s, where Adam Weishaupt, one of the head professors, and a Jesuit, interestingly enough, who wanted to, quote, bring down the church, developed a plan to hijack the, at that time, 250-year-old Renaissance that came out of the Black Plague and came out of the Gutenberg Press and a lot of other issues, a lot of other factors. There was already a movement to abolish centralized state-run religion. There was already a move to abolish monarchies. There was already hundreds of different movements across the scores of European nations. There was already a move in choice to go to smaller shops, to break monopolies, to not have to have government licenses to operate. And so Adam Weishaupt, in Germany and in France, tried to foment movements to overthrow the existing order, but not to build a new Renaissance on the beginning of the Renaissance, but to bring in an ultimate anti-human tyranny based on total domination and enslavement. And we have the letters of the Illuminati. They're an Encyclopedia Britannica. George Washington learned of them, spoke out against them. They tried to hijack the American Revolution. Thomas Jefferson worked with them for a while, but then turned against them. Benjamin Franklin did as well. This is all Library of Congress on screen right now if you're a TV viewer. If you're a radio listener, just search George Washington Letters Illuminati. You'll be at the Library of Congress. You can go read them. There's more than 20. I've read them. Now, let's go over what's really happening. To understand the police rioting, the federalization of police, the torture training, all the things the cops that are doing wrong is designed to set them up to fall when they overthrow the government and bring in something that is hell on earth. Because when the French people, manipulated by the Jacobins, which is admittedly the Illuminati, this is mainline history, that's not just, you know, movies, Hollywood movies, they then started killing everybody, including the middle class, and then the ultra-rich basically sat outside the country, then financed Napoleon to come in to take over later. So they just replaced one elite with another. Then set up the country in the next phase of exploitation. Once they've captured a country, the communists follow this. It came from the Jacobins. They then used the country in the next theory in the program for the exploitation phase to take over the next nation. Now let's go over it. First, let's play this clip from May Day. Friday night, Austin, Texas. Marching communist. Let's go ahead and go to that clip. Alex Jones here for Infowars.com with an impromptu report. We happen to have our iPhone and microphone in the back of the car, so I'm going to break this down for you right now. I was over at a friend's house, and we hear this chanting outside. About 100 people were marching down the road with red flags. And I said from his window, it looks like those are communist hammer and sickle flags. Just how insane is that? That flag killed over 100 million people on record.
Flew over
worse than Hitler. Then we hear the chanting 20 minutes later. They're going down Congress. They're back. So we run down. It was getting dark. We got some footage. They had F the police, hammer and sickles. The point is, as bad as the police are, and there are some big problems in this country, the hammer and sickle, folks, is like a Nazi flag and beyond. Just the aggression of some of the folks looking at me when they walk by, bowed up, ready to go. It was very racially based. A bunch of white liberals and, quote, minorities, Arabs, Muslims, you name it, together, just out pissed in Austin where nobody killed anybody. And we have a pretty good police department. They just indicted the six cops. And if they did it, good. Put them in prison. I'm against the police state. Made four films on it. Wrote a book about it. But you cannot make the whole revolution in America about the police. It's about the globalist. It's about the crony capitalist. They're the ones signing us on to derivatives. They're the ones that run the NSA. They're the ones launching the wars. The elite know revolution's here. They want to make it a peaceful, happy revolution to restore the republic. They want to make it racial. And I'm not going to be part of it. Infowars.com isn't either. And don't forget, if you're watching this transmission, no matter what color you are or what region you're from, you are the resistance. All right, so here's a brief background. Write down these terms, look them up. May Day is the ancient Northern Hemisphere spring. It was an occultic day where sacrifices were made of humans and animals to have a good summer and a good harvest. Okay, just want to give you that background. That's now the International Communist Workers' Day. Let's continue. French Revolution. This is from the encyclopedia. French Revolution was an influential period of social and political upheaval in France that lasted from 1789 to 1799, inspired by liberal and radical ideas. Liberal, known as liberal. Now let's move forward. Jacobin from the Encyclopedia. This is from Encyclopedia Britannica, reposted at Wikipedia. During the French Revolution, which was described by members of the Jacobin Club, a revolutionary political club that drove the French Revolution. Today, Jacobin and Jacobinism is used in a variety of senses. Jacobin is something used in Britain as a pejorative or for radical left-wing revolutionary policies. Raping, killing, murdering everyone, murdering poor people, riots everywhere, hell on earth, especially when it exhibits dogmatic and violent repression. This, again, I'm now generally indicates a supporter of centralized Republican state. See, once they take over, they want a centralized state and strong central government power. See, big government. And of supporters of extensive government intervention. You know, North Korea calls itself a republic. To transform society. Government intervention to transform society. It's also in other related senses indicating proponents of state education system, which strongly promotes an inclusive civic values, promotion of strong nation-state capable of resisting an undesirable foreign influence. That's the early Jacobins under Napoleon. Once they took over, then they flipped on their message, became basically proto-fascist, and invaded the planet. Okay, so that's from an 1800 view. But they were being funded by the Rothschilds and others the whole time. And Napoleon was set up twice after wrecking Europe. So then British intelligence would come in and dominate the planet. They replayed that with Hitler in the 20s. Lord Milner and others wrote about this. Funding movements to take over Germany, militarize it, then have them attack Europe, attack France, attack England. Use that destruction to let England be the savior and move in to take them out. Does that mean the British people are bad? No, no, no. It's technocrats that are above the countries playing them off against each other. Just like funding ISIS or Al-Qaeda to tear stuff up, then you go take them out. Here is George Washington's Library of Congress letters warning of the Illuminati and how they plan to do that here. But our revolution, luckily, was able to defeat them. You'll hear people saying America was founded by the Illuminati. No, they tried to hijack the crest of revolution that was already happening. Now, when we come back, I'm going to tie that in with what's currently happening.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Now, I kind of glazed over the Jacobins and the Illuminati, but if you study Satanism, most Satanists don't even believe in the devil. They believe in themselves and that they have a right to dominate and control everyone. It's basically a religion for sociopaths, meet sadomasochist, meet masochist, meet sadist. It's just all about over the top, dominate, do whatever you want, hurt whoever you want, lie whoever you want. That's the end of it. Trampling and being trampled, to quote O'Brien from 1984. An attack dog chewing a child's face off forever. It's a coward's way out. Instead of feeling the pain of the universe, instead of caring about individuals, instead of trying to really find the truth, it's just, I don't care, it's all about me. That attitude will destroy the planet real fast, and it is. It's very nihilistic meets PCP, meets transhumanism. And so just as the CIA has now basically admitted that 5 years ago they knew an Arab Spring was coming because of economic metrics, so they financed the takeover by radical Islamicists of that revolution. There was a real revolution in Europe against real tyranny, but it was taken over by classical Satanists. That's mainline history. And they founded the Communist Party. They founded Modern May Day. This is admitted in mainline history books. Communism is satanic. Because to prove that you were against the church that had become oppressive, you had to do rituals to really prove you'd go all the way. You know, the average gang today goes out and knocks over a liquor store, has to shoot an old lady. You know, hardcore gangs, you got to kill an innocent person. Well, that's what you had to do to join the Illuminati. You had to sacrifice someone, preferably a child. You got to be a pedophile today to get up to the higher rungs of it. That's why so much of that comes out. And the question is the public willing to face history, or are they just going to say, oh, that's not going on? None of that happened. Now, that said, when I began to mature about 5-6 years ago, I noticed the system really started to attack me more. And when I began to say we should wake the police up, they're one of our best assets in the military, instead of fighting with them, the attacks have become legion across the board because the system doesn't want that. And then it becomes very transparent when people like George Soros funds $33 million to basically stage anti-police events, riots across the country. So then the police go along with getting orders to attack peaceful demonstrators as a response. Just like George Soros is in the street today, not paying any taxes on $6.7 billion, but lobbying to raise taxes on people making $125,000 a year. That's back in the news this weekend. See, they say one thing, they do another. And I just, as I got older, began to notice, yeah, the cops are doing horrible stuff, and they're being federalized, and they're violating our rights, but wait a minute. They're the ones giving us the info. They're the ones I talk to that are the most upset. They're the ones that know what's happening. On average, they're good people. I mean, if the government says the veterans are the number one enemy, who's most like the veterans? Who are veterans of the wars going on in our cities? It's the police. Are they doing horrible things? Do they have bad leadership? It's to set them up for the fall. That's what the Jacobins did. And man, they ran against the local police in France who were oppressive and bad. And as things got more destabilized in the 5 years leading up, the police got more abusive, started committing atrocities, and they killed almost every cop in the country. Study it. Because they didn't want to take out the high-level government. Oh, they killed the king and queen. They didn't want to take out, that was the people behind it in the Jacobin cult. They were taking out the low-level to put their people in, prisoners, just like Stalin, just like Lenin, just like Hitler, same playbook, fascist, communist, doesn't matter. They follow Jacobin programs. They wanted to destabilize things to then knock out the existing Renaissance middle class to control the Renaissance. And then a new elite comes in, Napoleon Bonaparte, Hitler's idol. So it's the same story over and over and over again. And lo and behold, They've hyped up the Summer of Rage. I told you they're planning race war this summer. I'm not saying it's going to happen. We may be able to stop it. If we stop it, we won't get an award. If you stop it, you won't. You'll be told it never happened. Well, it doesn't matter. Wall Street Journal reports, drudgereport.com headline, 96% brace for summer of race riots. That's the plan. Obama as the new Lincoln. Obama there mediating it all while his minions and surrogates hype it. But ignore the facts. Let's go over the facts here. Baltimore police mugshots release confused the heck out of race baiters. That half of the officers are black appears to dispel the notion that the death of Gray was racially motivated. But the debate raged on social media. Three of the cops, when this guy got his spine broken, were black. And I've got two articles of black officers killing black people, one of them a handcuffed woman, in the patrol car this week. The truth is they indict most of the police now that clear-cut do this. And that's part of the purge, not to reform, but to, if police submit to the feds, do what they say, we'll leave you alone. And then they're federalized, and the feds themselves have been grabbed. And the liberals put out stuff calling them all thugs. I thought that's racist. See, no, it's not when they say it. It's just you can't use that language. The Jacobins are going to tell you how to talk because they're liberal. That's why they want to ban words. They're so liberal because liberals ban words, right? Another one. The crowdsourcing, how do you pronounce that? GoFundMe. GoFundMe, Yanks crowdfunding campaign, I was being sarcastic, for Baltimore cops. Oh, just like we can't have a Google account and sell the Obama deception because they say it's racist. Or just like nobody else, or just like Alexa delist us and says we don't have any listeners. GoFundMe crowdsourcing campaign set up on behalf of Baltimore police officers charged in death of Freddie Gray was quickly removed Friday by the company. That's right. Anybody else, you can have cop killers in prison who are allowed to have GoFundMe campaigns, and I support those. Abu Jamal or whatever his name is. But you can't have them for the cops, folks. Oh, I guess they can't have a lawyer then either. People say, what are you doing, kissing up the killers? No! If you can take their rights away, they can take anybody's away. Don't people get that? You take the Ku Klux Klan's right away to march, everybody else loses it! And I'm not comparing these cops to that. U.S. cities pay out millions to settle police lawsuits, Washington Post. And then the feds come in and will indemnify them if they go along with the federal plan. When the training they've been given and the federal edicts and the armament causes the problem, all federally directed, then they come in and federalize them. But when we come back, the rest of the story, all over the country, blacks attack whites, kill them with baseball bats, guns, you name it. And it's barely even in the news. And I'm not attacking black people here. This is just to show how they're manipulating a race war that's already on slow burn in this country. We'll also talk about how can we stop all this.
There are, of course, those who do not want us to speak.
Let me think. Just let me think.
I suspect even now orders are being shouted into telephones and men with guns will soon be on their way.
It's Chancellor Sutler.
Damn it.
Why? Because while the truncheon may be used in lieu of conversation, words will always retain their power. Words offer the means to meaning, and for those who will listen, the enunciation of truth. But the truth is, there is something terribly wrong with this country, isn't there?
You designed it, sir. You wanted it foolproof. You told me every television in London.
Cruelty and injustice, intolerance and oppression. And where once you had the freedom to object, to think and speak as you saw fit, you now have sensors and systems of surveillance coercing your conformity and soliciting your submission.
We need cameras.
How did this happen? Who's to blame? Well, certainly there are those who are more responsible than others. They will be held accountable. But again, truth be told, if you're looking for the guilty, you need only look into a mirror. I know why you did it. I know you were afraid. Who wouldn't be? War, terror, disease. There were a myriad of problems which
conspired to corrupt your reason and rob you of your common sense. Fear got the best of you, and in your panic you turned to the now High Chancellor, Adam Sutler. He promised you order, he promised you peace, and all he demanded in return was your silent, obedient consent.
Is a war. It's happening now. It will decide the fate of humanity. The time to choose sides has come. We are the resistance. We are the info war.
If you're a tiny scientific elite of psychological warfare experts, as Zbigniew Brzezinski and others call themselves, they write books bragging about it, the technotronic era and others, how do you manipulate the public? You bring in tyranny, you set the policies, and then you sit back as the society degenerates and watch the domestic police forces, whether it be Mexico or the United States or Nigeria, degenerate. And then you blame them, the lowest level of the governmental pyramid, for everything, scapegoat them, arrest them, federalize them, and make them 10 times worse. And I see Infowars.com and YouTube. A third of the commenters, I've never seen such a large portion. You traitor, it's time to start killing the cops. It's you know, it's all their fault in prison. How dare you, Jones, say they deserve to be able to fundraise for them? Really? You hear that coming out of your ignorant, stupid mouth? Charlie Manson deserves to be able to fundraise. Did you know three cops got shot in the head in the last 2 days around the country? Florida, New York, and California's retaliation? What about them? Oh, we don't even know their names. Nobody's going to make a big deal about them. See the plan? Look, all I need to know is that the White House, the Justice Department, and George Soros, the ones that want my guns and to raise my taxes when they're exempt from it, are the ones behind this. I know it's bad, but then I know how to intellectually go through every stinking piece of this. They did this in France. They've done this in countless countries. You going to let them pull it here? We might just be dumb enough for them to win. But I'm going to stay here till the end and expose the whole stinking thing. I'm not going to be part of bringing my country down. It is truly sickening. And again, the globalists play both sides. Fox News posted a fake Baltimore riot photo that was actually from Venezuela, showing multiple square blocks of Venezuela burning. I mean, it's so with one hand, they're hyping it up bigger and not showing blacks and whites and others coming together to try to maintain order in Baltimore. And on the other hand, they never told anybody that three of the cops were black until they indicted them. And the truth is, there are horrible thug cops all over the place. They're a small percentage, but it's still dangerous as hell. And there are others that are scared to death and shouldn't be police officers. They just don't have what it takes. Just like they shouldn't be soldiers. They're either cowards or they're hotheads. I tell you right now, I couldn't be a cop. I know I'm the type of person that I actually look for. I've looked at the psychology profiles, but that's not who you need. You need people that have got cool, focused heads consistently. And I got a cool, consistent head at 40 more than I did at 20. But it's not organized, premeditated, globalist mothership, megabanks bankrupting the planet by design, putting fluoride in the water, deadly GMO in the food, on record, and we're busy. All I ever hear about is cops. My God, back before I understood all this 15 years ago, I'd bash police every day. People loved it. And they'd put me on the national news like I was almost a good guy or something about it. That's because that's what they wanted. But I got older. I got smarter. I want to actually save the country. Not just have a civil war. I was right that there was a police state. I was right they were taking over. But I didn't realize the other part of the equation was reach out to the police. Explain to them what was happening. Tell them, make the right decision, and most of them actually would. It's a microcosm of the veterans who they know are the most awake group. That's why they're listed as the number one terror threat. We can defeat the globalist plan, but we have to be honest about exactly what's happening. Notice that they've indicted the six cops and things are only getting worse now. Now we're hearing about, oh, go out and riot more. Oh, the mayor stood down, run by the Justice Department. The police have now gone public, confirming what I said a week ago. We were called conspiracy theorists by national media. They were ordered to stand down to get the rioting going, which demonizes peaceful protest, legitimizes the police state, but then also scapegoats the police themselves. This is the reality. Now, Paul Watson's written an article that's very painful, but I'm going to cover it when we come back. I'm going to start now. I grew up in Dallas, Texas, and I grew up with parents that were fiscally conservative but socially liberal, who, you know, really thought there was, you know, the white man's burden to be guilty and to that whites had done this horrible stuff. And my grandma, my dad's mom, would see an old black lady walking down the road to her house and every time pick her up to take her home and bring old black people food a couple times a week, you know, that nobody take care of in their neighborhoods. I mean, real Kill a Mockingbird type white guilt, which was, I guess, fine in their time. But my God, I hadn't done jack crap. I'm sick of it. I haven't done anything to anybody. I grew up in Dallas, Texas, and I had black friends I played football with and baseball with who were really nice, great, hardworking Christian people. On the other hand, though, I got, if I told you, it just sounds like an exaggeration, in scores of fights, I called them, I was physically attacked by black people growing up in Dallas, Texas. And I grew up in a nice area. But let me tell you, there was enclaves of poor people. And the way Dallas was, if you went to poor white area, you got attacked. Poor black area, you got attacked. But the blacks were the most aggressive. Poor Mexicans would attack you in Dallas if you went into their area. It was a gang mentality. Beyond official gangs, it was just people got in the mode of being macho, and you weren't a man unless you fought. And just, it was gladiatorial. I mean, it was ongoing. It was bad. But do I sit up here with a chip on my shoulder saying, why, when I was 11 and 12 years old, I got attacked every week by black kids 3 years older than me? No, I don't have some obsession with that. I don't go around feeling sorry for myself. I understand their brainwashing. I understand their program. I got to see Communist March saying, F the police, kill the pigs and stuff this weekend. I realize they're a bunch of brainwashed, mainly white university liberals out there to promote their culture, their god of socialism. But then I went to Martin Springs last night with friends, and there was a young lady with us, one of my friend's girlfriends, and I heard the yelling at Martin Springs public pool, natural spring pool, beautiful night, 7:30, moon coming out. Look at that white girl, she got double D's, baby, I want you. So we ignore that, and then black folks walk by us and make more racial comments about, hey, cracker ass, I'm going to take your woman to us, and we ignore that, and then same black guys walk by baring their teeth, bowed up, saying, you want to fight? And see, that was a liberal, godlike sacrament that they were doing. And I should have bowed down and said, slit my throat, I'm white. But see, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to explain what's happening.
We've got it. This transmission is coming to you.
Waging war.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
You know, I grew up in Dallas, Texas, and I had the fun chance to be racially attacked. Let's not exaggerate. 50 times, at least. I mean, you could write a book about it. And I guess most people just balled up and got beat up. I would fight back, so then people's older brothers who were 20 would come when I was 14. Because, you know, I put their little brother who was 16 in the hospital. I mean, I just got to the point when somebody came up and started attacking me, I just punched them in the throat, slammed their head in the wall, started killing people, basically. And by killing people, I mean put people in comas. I mean people, you know, in one case, a guy a few months down the road didn't, you know, checked out. That was a white guy. But the point is that you attack me, I'm going to attack you back. And last night, there I am, not once, not twice, but three times being messed with. And, you know, I'm so mature that I didn't even get upset, didn't even look at anybody. I just looked down and let people sit there and say that. But the minute somebody took a swing at me, I was going to jump right on top of them and dribble their head in the pavement. And I'd be called a racist murderer by the newspaper. Because that's how this works. And it's a problem because weaponized media and MSNBC and the White House are trying to teach young, disenfranchised black people that white people are all Klan members and hate their guts and are out to get them. When my family was involved in the civil rights movement, it's very frustrating. Very sickening. And they want to play us all off against each other along racial divide while the globalists destroy our future. We need to come together. If black lives really matter, why don't you go protest at abortion clinics where half the black people get killed before they're born? It's very painful. But last night, when these black people were standing around me, a couple guys and a couple women with a little kid looking at me, I looked up, man, and this guy was looking at me with such hate with his teeth like this, just with his fist. And I wasn't even intimidated. I wasn't even angry. It was like pathetic. I just looked at him, and I got up and walked away. And it was just so sad that he believes he's poor and dumbed down because of me when I want to try to empower humanity. But that's the media. That's what they've done. They got some incredible restaurants right down on I-35 on 5th Street, 4th Street, 6th Street, and right over into East Austin. And I can't go over there because the last two times I went over there, I got bowed up on in the parking lot and demanded money. And I guess I deserve it because I'm white. And the one time, the guy was big, so that's when I started getting aggressive. And I was like, man, you better just back off right now. Because I got a torn Achilles, I'm old, and I'm just thinking, man, how am I going to hurt this guy really fast? And I don't like having to think about that. I don't like having to think about how I'm going to take somebody out. And that's what this country's turning into. So I'm a lot more dangerous than I was when I was a young man. I'm not looking for a fight, and I just want to get it over with real fast. And I'm really sad for this country. And I'm sad for Austin because Austin now has what I grew up in Dallas. And I don't feel safe having my kids here anymore. And I'm tired of being pushed around. I'm tired of being socially engineered. Makes me sick. And I'm tired of this sick culture we've promoted that destroys everybody's future. Let's go ahead and go to this article. Black crime facts that white liberal media doesn't dare talk about. Police brutality targeting blacks will not subdue until this becomes part of the national conversation. This was up this morning. It scrolled off the page. I'm asking Kit Daniels to post it red-linked at the top of Infowars.com right now. It's one of Paul Watson's most important articles ever. It's 4 pages long. I won't have time to read the whole thing. Despite the revelation that half of the officers charged in the death of Freddie Gray, the incident that led to the Baltimore riots, are black, the narrative that black people are being disproportionately and unfairly targeted by predominantly white police officers and racist criminal justice system in the United States continues to dominate. This has led to the growth of divisive movement, Black Lives Matter, which has only served to further polarize America down racial lines, obsessing on skin color, invoking white guilt, while ignoring the true cause of solutions to police brutality. Until the following facts become part of the conversation, we're never going to see a real reduction in the number of violent confrontations involving black people and police officers. But the mainstream media, politicians, and political leaders, and white people in general are afraid to even mention these facts for fear of being labeled racist. I'm not here to win any popularity contest. I generally care about black people and less police officers dying in the streets. So I'm going to give it to you straight. Good job, Watson. I read this article. It's powerful. Black people in the United States are more likely to be the victims of violent confrontations with police officers than whites because they commit more violent crimes than whites per capita. Fact. Despite making just up 13% of the population, blacks commit around half of homicides in the United States. DOJ statistics show between 1980 and 2008, the latest numbers, blacks committed 52% of homicides compared to 45% of homicides committed by whites. More up-to-date FBI data tells a similar story. In 2013, black criminals carried out 38% of murders compared to 31.1% for whites. Again, despite the fact that there are five times more white people in the U.S. Fact, from 2011 to 2013, 38.5% of people arrested for murder, manslaughter, rape, robbery, and aggravated assault were black. This figure is three times higher than the 13 black population figure, which you account for in the fact that black males aged 15 to 34, who account for a number of 3% of the population, are responsible for the vast majority of these crimes. 3%, folks, for the majority. The figures are even more staggering. You look at black crime numbers from the 30s and 40s and 50s, they were very small. It's the gangbanger culture pushed by MTV, a psych warfare program. Fact, despite the fact that black people commit an equal greater number of violent crimes than whites, whites are almost twice as likely to be killed by police officers. We link to that fact. According to data from the Centers for Disease Control, between 1999 and 2001, 2,151 whites died as a result of being shot by police compared to 1,130 blacks. And then it just goes on. Fact, despite being outnumbered by whites 5-1, blacks commit eight times more crimes against whites than vice versa, according to FBI statistics. In 07, I'm not going to go any further, but I saw a stunning headline on CNN that I think I sent to Nico. I know you printed me the article. I can't find it. It was a headline. If you want to destroy a people, destroy their men. And how there are no men in Baltimore who are black, basically, above 50 or 60 hardly, and how the family's collapsing. What do you think Great Society and Margaret Sanger and Planned Parenthood, they admitted in their letters with the Rockefeller Foundation. I made films on it, Endgame. They were going to destroy the black community. Blacks had lower illegitimacy and a lower crime rate in major cities than whites did because they were so Christian. Lord of the Flies comes to Baltimore. Scroll down. Subheadline. I guess they removed it. I took a screenshot of it. I actually got it on my phone out there. It's in the charger where it said, if you want to destroy a people, destroy their men. Maybe go to the front page of CNN, but they had that subheadline today. I have a screenshot of it. I meant to tweet it. I want everyone empowered. But man, the Klan's in a few tiny little areas of East Texas and Alabama and places. And you know, I've never heard or seen white people come up to blacks in public and say, you better get out of here and mess with their girlfriends or their friends. I mean, this is going on all the time in Austin. There's racial attacks all the time. And I was told by a local affiliate, basically, don't cover this subject. We're getting major heat. I can say anything. I can say the government was involved blowing up the World Trade Centers, and that's okay. But you, to politically correct, you do not talk about this. I didn't get to mainstream news admitting basically all workers are going to be replaced by robots, the elite are going to merge with machines, reduce population, and how there's poisons being added to the water. It's so much good news is coming out. But by good news, they're admitting it in mainstream news. But before I end this segment, please pray for the broadcast. Thank God the governor and others and Senator Cruz are coming out and saying Jade Helm, you know, it was all about the takeover, not martial law, but part of conditioning. The sale ends in 7 hours, 15 minutes, 39 seconds. To get 20% off all the great water filtration systems that cut out the fluoride and glyphosates. We got the best gravity-fed stainless steel systems out there, destroying the competition for the price. We've got free shipping, 50% off a bunch of the nutraceutical vitamins and minerals and colloidal silver and products at InfoWarsLife.com. And it all ends, some of the biggest sales ever, and your purchases support the broadcast. Thank you for supporting us and praying for us. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. Take advantage before that ends. All right, great job to the crew. Lord willing, I take nothing for granted. We'll be back tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central. Now spread the word, Paul Revere's.